A Christian ministry responds to the hostage crisis in Afghanistan. Missionary broadcasters have a new tool to help when disaster strikes. And nomad Americans are reaching the lost this summer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week, 23 South Korean Christians were taken hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. They were on a medical missions trip. International Aid had work in Afghanistan, but pulled out because of increasing threats. IA's President Miles Fish.
It kind of highlights a trend, a change over the last couple of years. It used to be that if you were on a humanitarian mission in a high conflict area, that you were afforded some level of protection just because of the motive of your being there. That's not true in today's conflict.
Fish says teams need to assess risk and ask how safe does it have to be in order to do what God wants you to do. Fish says Christians can't give up on high-risk areas because many in these areas need Christ.
We have been called to be a people of love, to be a people of peace, and in any way that we can demonstrate who we are, we're attempting to do that. But I would invite your listeners to really put this at the top of their prayer list and continue to pray about it on a daily basis.
Next, the issue of children sold into sexual slavery in India has caught the attention of India Partners. Even when children are rescued from slavery, they have to deal with disease and emotional issues. The ministry's Brent Hample says Christians need to take charge.
These children are just treated like trash. No one cares for them or their lives, so we need to step up as Christians and say, no, every life is valuable. Every life is precious to God, no matter what country they're in, no matter what the situation, no matter where they are or what their needs are. We need to do something. We need to act.
Apple says they're collecting funds to help rescue the children and
to bring them to the safe places and to build these places, to buy the land, to build the buildings, for the food, the clothing, and all that's needed for these children to survive.
You can help by donating to the CSW HIV Fund. Visit our website to do so and pray that those who are rescued will find the safe environment that children deserve. You're listening to Mission Network News. When natural disasters strike, chaos ensues because communication becomes impossible. That's why Far East Broadcasting Company has created an emergency radio station called First Response. It took 72 hours to gather the team for a test run in June in the Philippines. Once on location, they were on the air within 2 hours giving life-saving information to those who were listening. Pray that the completed project will be effective in assisting victims of natural disasters. Meanwhile, nomads from the United States are taking the gospel to the world. But what are they?
Nomads are our internship program. It's the next step that we put together for young adults, late high school, through college and career age, who maybe have done a 10-day or 2-week short-term missions trip, and they're saying, what's next? How can I go a little bit deeper?
That's Book of Hope International's Randy Young, who spearheads the Nomad program. He says 35 young people are participating this summer from 5 weeks to a full year, helping Book of Hope's ministry abroad. One group of 16 to 19-year-olds had a great experience in the Philippines.
They have, in the last 3.5 weeks, reached over 160,000 children, elementary, high school, and college-age kids with the gospel, object lessons, full-blown testimonies, gospel presentations, and then giving each student their own copy of God's Word, the Book of Hope.
They're now working with Christian universities, which is allowing students to work on the field while earning credit. And Gospel for Asia's women's ministry is transforming lives in India. One woman they reached was caught in a cycle of alcoholism and even tried to commit suicide. The GFA woman told her about Jesus and gave her a gospel tract. Through prayer and the compassion of GFA missionaries, the Indian woman said she no longer feels the urge to drink and thanks God for saving her from her sins and addiction. She's now part of the ministry and carries tracts to give away everywhere she goes. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest time of the year. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.